And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled Sparky's Mysterious Butterfly. Sparky's a bug collector. He likes to collect butterflies and strange bugs and insects of all kinds. While we were visiting on Yuki Butch's farm in the outskirts of Cincinnati, Ohio, he found a butterfly, which Mayor Frumfront claims is a very rare butterfly and might be worth a lot of money. Sparky and I and the mayor are looking at an old book that tells all about butterflies and bugs of various kinds, and it's making very interesting reading. Come and listen.
What else does it say about the butterfly, like the kind we got in that book, Mayor
Frumfront? Well, let's see, lad. It says here the Lepidopterus microphyllus monadicope paracelsus is one of the rarest forms of butterfly life.
Yeah?
And it also says they have been found in abundance in Egypt during the time of Cleopatra, and were considered sacred by the ancient Egyptians. Large quantities of them were found mummified in the tombs of many Egyptian kings and queens, and the walls of the tombs were decorated with pictures of the Lepidopterus microphyllus monadicope paracelsus. That's what it says.
Boy, you mean the butterflies like mine were found way back then? Why? And what else does it say?
Well, let's see. After that it says, this type butterfly continued to be found in abundance until the 9th century, when, for some unexplainable reason, they seemed to vanish from the earth.
Hey, a mystery. Hey, did you hear that, John?
Yeah, I'm sitting here listening. Well, sounds very interesting. Go on, read some more, Mayor.
I was trying to say, the strange disappearance mystified scientists until the 20th century, when the butterfly in an equally mysterious manner.
How was that, Mayor?
It was in 1920 when Lord Carnarvon and Howard Carter discovered the tomb of Egyptian king Tutankhamen. As the seal to the inner chamber of the tomb was opened, a swarm of Lepidopterus microphyllus monadicope paracelsus issued from the opening of the tomb. It was estimated that a thousand of these midget butterflies were in the swarm, but not more than 50 of them were recovered. The remainder of the swarm vanished, just as did their ancestors.
Say, this is interesting. Hey, Sparky, go get that jar with your butterfly in it. Let's compare them with the picture of the one here in the book to make sure that it is the same type of rare species.
Oh, okay, John, look, I got it right here. Here it is.
Oh.
See? Here's my midget butterfly in it. Well, if you ask me, it looks just like the picture of the one in the book.
Well, hand it here. I want to take a good look. Yeah? Yeah, I'd say this butterfly of Sparky's is exactly like the one pictured in the book. What else does it say about the butterfly in the book there, Mayor?
Yeah, how'd they get to the United States if they lived in Egypt?
Well, I was looking here. It says, of the 50 that were captured from the swarm that issued from King Tut's tomb, 10 were taken to England, 10 to Germany, 10 to France, 5 to Sweden, 5 to Italy, 5 to Brazil, and 5 to the United States of America.
Hey, only 5 of them brought here to the United States, huh?
That's right. And listen to this, lad. Once again, the strange butterflies mystified the world. Of the 10 that were taken to England, 8 disappeared from the glass cage in which they were kept. When the box that was taken to Germany was opened, it was discovered to be empty. Where the 10 butterflies that were in the box disappeared to remains a mystery to this day.
Wait, those butterflies almost seem to be magic. How come they disappear like that all the time?
Well, maybe they were stolen. I doubt if they really disappeared, though.
What about the ones that were captured from the swarm that flew out of the Egyptian king's tomb? Where'd they disappear to?
Well, I don't know. I suppose they just flew off somewhere and just plain died. It's an explanation somewhere to this. It's not a mystery.
Yeah, what about all the ones that just left and disappeared from the face of the earth way back in the 9th century? What about them? The book says that there were lots of them back then, and all of a sudden, for no explainable reason, one day they just up and disappeared. The book says so, doesn't it, Mayor?
Well, yes, that's what the book says.
Well, this still doesn't say anything, really. There's nothing magic about these butterflies.
Well, boy, I think there is. What about the rest of the butterflies, Mayor? Butterflies. Butterflies. Did anything serious happen to them?
Well, the book goes on to say the same thing happened to the 10 butterflies that were taken to France. You see, lad, the box that was taken to France was empty, too, when they opened that up, see? They just opened it up and there was no
butterflies. Well, that convinces me. They got magic powers of some kind that we do not understand. They can make themselves disappear or become invisible and no telling what else.
Well, if you want to believe that, Sparky, it's perfectly all right with me. Personally, I doubt it very much.
Well, I bet you two will agree with me.
Yeah, I suppose. Say, where is he, by the way? I haven't seen him since we ate lunch.
Sitting out in the front porch there, waiting for that professor friend of his and the bug expert, you know, Professor Dexter A. Nicholsworthy?
Oh, yeah. Yuki telephoned him long distance up to East Cantankerous, Illinois, and when he told the professor about the butterfly, the professor said he'd come right down here and take a look at it, didn't he?
That's right. He's due to arrive sometime this afternoon.
I'll bet the professor will tell you that these butterflies are magic, too. Hey, what else does the book say about them, Mayor?
Well, it's got a lot of fine print here, but I'll skip down here where it says, about what happened to the ones that were brought over to the United States. Let's see here. Five to Sweden, five to Italy, five to Brazil. Oh, here it is. Yeah, here it is.
Oh, read it out loud. What's it say?
The five that were brought to the United States of America were first taken to the Oswego Institute of Bugnology in Oswego, Pennsylvania, where they were studied. Suddenly, one day, when the bugnology scientists went to their laboratory to study the amazing butterflies, it was discovered that they had disappeared. The case in which they had been kept was still securely locked, as was the door to the laboratory, but the butterflies were gone. Hell, how about that now, huh?
Well, it's all very interesting, but if they're as rare as this book says, then what's this one doing out here on Yuki's farm?
Well, Buster, the way I look at it is, who can explain the actions of a bug as mysterious as these here midget butterflies?
Mystery. Yes, sir, this is a lepidopier than the rest of us, or whatever it is you call it, thing.
Well, if it does turn out to be one, what are you going to do with it, Sparky?
What do you mean, what am I going to do with it?
Well, you don't think for one minute that Professor Nicholsworthy is coming all the way down here from East Cantankerous, Illinois, just to see it, do you? He'll want to buy it.
Buy it? Hey, I don't think I want to sell Roger.
Roger?
Yeah, Roger. That's what I named him.
Oh.
Listen, even a butterfly has to have a name, you know. He's going to be a pet.
But, lad, I'm afraid a butterfly like Roger, I mean like this here Lepidopterus microphilius monadical paracalcis, is too valuable to the world of science to be just a plain, common, ordinary old house pet. Never heard of a butterfly as a house
pet. I can't help that, Mayor. I like Roger, and I'm not going to sell him.
Why, Sparky, Professor Nicholsworthy might even offer you as much as $100 for that butterfly.
$100? Oh, Bucky, $500 or $1,000 would be a lot more like it.
Oh, Sparky, you couldn't possibly turn down that much money for the butterfly, could you?
Oh, yes, I could. You just wait and see. I like Roger.
Hey, fellas, come on out here. Here comes Professor Dexter A. Nicholsworthy's automobile up the dirt road.
Well, Sparky, you're going to have to make your decision soon. The professor is arriving. Let's go out on the porch and greet him as he gets here.
I'm not going to sell my butterfly for any old $1,000.
Now, lad, remember, you're making a great contribution to science. Now, just push open the screen door there and let's go out on the porch with Yuki.
Yeah, look down the dirt road here, fellas. You see the dust fly out in the air? That's Professor Nicholsworthy's car kicking up the dust like that. Won't be long now, he'll be here. Got your butterfly with you there, have you, Sparky Lad, huh?
Yeah, I got it with me.
Just cheer up, lad. Just cheer up. There's lots of other butterflies in this here world of ours.
Yeah, what's the matter, Sparky? You don't sound like you're very happy to see Professor Dexter A. Nicholsworthy get here.
Well, I'm not going to be very happy to see him get here. I don't think I should get me to sell a butterfly. No, siree. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Well, this is an unexpected turn of events. Sparky likes the little butterfly, wants to keep him as a pet, even has given him a name, Roger, Roger the Butterfly. And the mayor thinks that the professor may offer Sparky as much as $1,000 to buy the butterfly. Sparky says he wouldn't sell it. It's going to be very interesting to see how this works out. Well, we don't have any more time to talk about this now, kids, but tomorrow.